Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely, He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee. Oh, do you hear this? Now, I'm just going to keep on this for some time now. But that's what this word means. That's what all of these words come back to this. Shelter. Refuge. Protection. Cover. Cover. Can God cover a man? Can God cover a woman? Can God cover a family? Can God cover a house? Can God cover a church? Can God cover a nation? It's because of God's covering that there still is a USA. Don't think, well, we're the mightiest power on the earth. Why? How? We're this and we're that. Without Him, we wouldn't make it through the night. I'm telling you. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, but it's the truth. I said, it's the truth. The Bible said, unless the Lord keeps you, the watchman wakes in vain. Thank God for our troops. Thank God for our patrols. Thank God for all our armed forces and our National Guard and all our police and everything else. But I'm telling you what, you can put them all together, and without God, it ain't enough. It's not enough. Yeah, but we got weapons, and I don't care what you got. Without God, it is not enough. Other nations have existed longer than us and had more control, more of the earth than us for longer, and you can't even find them today. Can't even find them. No. We're not to be proud of America apart from God. And that we can do anything, we can handle anything. No. I mean, dear me. Look at the storms that happened last year and the year before. And the hurricanes on the coast. And, you know, it was terrible. But when you think about the whole nation, how much of the nation was hit? But a few things like that, and the nation is shaken. Did you hear me? We need God's covering. Now, we're going to talk about, yes, you're supposed to do what you know to do. We're going to talk about that as time goes on. But you don't, no matter what you do, you don't trust in that to keep you safe. Maybe you got locks on your door. Maybe you got loaded weapons inside. Maybe you got the best alarm system money can buy. Did you know that's not enough to keep you safe? You know how easy that is to overcome? I got the safest car money can buy. I got 12 airbags. I never drive over the speed limit. I'm the safest driver. Yeah, but there's a lot of other people on the road. It's not enough. No matter what you do, it will never be enough by itself to keep you safe. That's why if you're smart, you'll say of the Lord, He's my protector. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. You're my God. I trust in you to keep me safe. And I live and dwell in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty. Look at verse 4. He'll do what? He will cover you with His feathers. Say, God has feathers? And under his wings shall you trust. God has wings. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Is there protection in truth? Oh my. Truth. He will cover you with his feathers. Everybody say cover. And under his wings, you'll trust. Now, we're going to begin talking about how God protects you. How he does. And you keep seeing this word, cover. The way he protects you is he covers you. Now, go with me to some other scriptures. I want us to establish this in the word. Go to the book of Isaiah, please. Isaiah 31. Isaiah 31. Say it as you turn. He covers me. And all mine. And all I have. He covers me. Glory to God. Are you covered? Somebody said, man, I got 15 insurance policies. I'm covered. It's better not to need them. Not to have to use them. Okay, so you got your insurance. I understand that. But that's not enough either. Now, I'm going to say some things, and I don't want you to get scared, but if you get in fear about it, it reveals you are putting too much of your confidence in that. Well, thank God for our law enforcement. Well, thank God for them. But did you know that by the time you figure you got a problem, and you call them, and by the time they get there, what could happen? How long does it take to do this? Pow! How long does that take? Now there's somebody coming through my pow! They ain't even been able to dispatch the car yet. Now don't misunderstand me. Thank God for our police. Thank God. But don't just count on them. They need you praying for them, for God to protect them. And on the road, how long does it take? Somebody come across the median. You're talking, listen to the radio, boom. How long? You ain't got no time to intercede. You ain't got no time to quote the 91st Psalm. Huh? It can happen so quick, you hardly got time to say Jesus. So, Brother Keith, that scares me. Well, if it does, it's because you have been trusting in other things. And it is a false security. Well, I got old Bessie. I shoot them between the eyes with my .45. They won't get past old Bessie. But what if you sound asleep? You can't even find Bessie. Well, I'm strong. I'll fight them. Well, some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. And Bessie. And the government. And in their security system. Yeah, their dog. But we, what? We'll trust in the Lord our God. Yeah, we do what we know to do. But after it's all done, that's not really what we're counting on to make it through. Because unless the Lord keeps it, the watchman wakes for nothing. He gets up, he loads his weapons, he makes his patrol for nothing. If the Lord ain't doing it, ain't keeping you, then the rest of it is for nothing. But he is our covering. Isaiah 31, are you there? Isaiah 31. Well, let these scriptures get in your spirit. Isaiah 31, he describes something here. Down in verse 5, I believe it is. Isaiah 31 and 5. As birds flying, birds have wings, birds have feathers. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also, he will deliver it. And passing over, he will preserve it. Now, it's his word to his people, Israel and Jerusalem. It's his word to us, the Israel of God. But I want you to notice, it describes how he does it. Listen to the Amplified. Amplified says, like birds hovering, verse 5. Like birds what?
Hovering.
Hovering. So the Lord of hosts will defend Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it and pass over and spare and preserve it. New Living says, the Lord Almighty will hover over Jerusalem as a bird hovers around its nest. What's this hovering? Hovering over you, covering you. He'll defend. The English says, just as a bird hovers over its nest to protect its young, so I, the Lord Almighty, will protect Jerusalem, he said, and defend it. Like what? Like a bird. Now, when the Lord uses that terminology, we're not to discount it. He's giving us something that shows us a perfect picture of how he does it. How does he do it? He hovers over us. Is this getting in your spirit? I want you to see this when you lay down on the bed at night. I want you to see this when you get in your car and back out your driveway. I want you to see this in every circumstance and in every place. There is a power hovering over you. Oh, glory to God. Hovering over you. It protects you. It keeps you. It's a place the enemy can't break through. It's something he can't get through to get to you, to hurt you. He can't penetrate it. It is impenetrable.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Under His Wing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204B. That's R1204B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.